This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for Klaus Financial's office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that again a little bit later in the show. Joining us this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Great to see you. Malia, how are you today?
Really well. So I think this is the shortest day of the year, and we're ready to get it done.
Excellent. I've been trying to grow a Venus flytrap in our window, and I'm thinking that now that the days are going to get longer, we'll actually get something going. By the way, Malia, you should see CJ's face. He's like, dude, you're crazy.
You're a nerd.
Yeah, well, we knew that.
Exactly. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus have, of course, come to us from Klaus Financial. They'd love to answer your retirement-related questions. If you have questions for our planning professionals from Klaus Financial, telephone numbers 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Mentioned the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week a little bit earlier. We'll be doing one again this week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week's prize, a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. We'll tell you how you can win that. I will tell you this, though. Little pro tip as you listen to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during each week's program. Before we get rolling on a big, big issue, which is, of course, health costs and health care when it comes to retirement, let's look back on last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get the question as well as the answer for last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week.
Yes, and thanks everyone for listening last week. The question was, according to a 2017 study by the Transamerica Center for Retirement, what percentage of 60-somethings expect to rely on Social Security as their primary source of income retirement? And the answer to that is that actually 47% of those who answered the poll, they expect to rely on Social Security. So obviously, hopefully, if you're listening to the show, you'll learn that it's nice if we have some other things that we can derive our income from in retirement. So thanks for listening.
And fantastic. And did anybody call and say far too many? Like I told Leslie, and don't forget, as I mentioned, we'll do a Klaus Quiz Question Week, a new one this week, a chance to win a great prize. Just listen to the program. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, it's not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial, and they'd love to get to know you. Again, just pick up the phone and give them a call. 442-5637. As I mentioned, today's topic is going to be revolving around the impact of rising healthcare costs on your retirement income. And what do we need to keep in mind with this? And I would assume there's a lot of different facets to it, but there are a couple of things that we really need to remember when we're thinking healthcare costs.
Yes. So when we start thinking about retirement, both as planners and hopefully for our listeners out there, one of the biggest elements to be considered is where you're going to derive healthcare or health insurance from. Because typically, most people are used to getting that health insurance for them and possibly their spouse and possibly their dependent children through their employer. And employers, depending upon the size of the employer, can either get it at a cheaper cost or they just cover a huge portion of it for you. So it's just something we kind of take for granted. By the way, employers are starting to get smarter about this and show this on a total comp package because employees just don't get how much money they are paying for that. But you get smacked pretty hard in the face with reality when you start to go plan for retirement. And sometimes it's us having to smack them with that reality. And gosh, that sounds horrible. Hopefully people know what I mean.
It does.
We're the ones who have to kind of disclose to you, here's your options. So let's talk about that. Big takeaway in all of this is as you're planning for retirement, have clear solutions for what you're going to do on health insurance. So some things to be considered is your overall health as you enter into retirement, your spouse's health. You have options, of course. When you leave your employer, if you had group health insurance, your employer, you are offered what's called COBRA. COBRA, by the way, stands for Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act. What that means is interesting. I don't know. It just basically, though, is this requirement for the employer group plan to offer you 18 months of coverage through the group plan post-severance at that rate, meaning you have to pay for the whole thing now. So sometimes COBRA is great because it gives you an automatic way to get health insurance, but other times it's so darn expensive and you're having to pay for all of it now that people don't want to go that route. The secondary option is, if you're not age 65 yet, secondary option is kind of obviously Affordable Care Act. It's kind of interesting. People go, whoa, I don't want to go on to Obamacare. And I go, well, unfortunately, if you're not in a group plan, right? And if you're not age 65, that's what's affectionately known as Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. So that is interesting because that's all driven by subsidies and income. What's your taxable income? There's gold plans, silver plans, bronze plans. So you're going to need to talk to a professional about that. And then the promised land is age 65. We talk a lot about this. Important age relative to retirement is 65. By the way, not to be confused with your full Social Security retirement age, also known as your FRA, which is between 66 and 67. That is different. 65 is Medicare eligible. Now, occasionally people can become Medicare eligible before 65 if they're disabled, but typically for most Americans it's going to be at 65. Even once you get there, then you're going to have to deal with Medicare Part A, Part B, and typically a supplement or an Advantage plan. So a prescription plan.
Yes.
So there's just a lot relative to this health insurance discussion as it pertains to planning for retirement, and unfortunately it actually changes over time. Right? So as you're getting closer to retirement and into age 65, you need to be considering and evaluating different things. So I guess, what is my advice to you? Really be careful. Seek out some good advice as you head into retirement.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number at Kloss Financial's office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, it's not going to cost you anything. But that initial hello, get to know you, kick the tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their numbers, 442-5637. And the website, klossfinancial.com. And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our numbers, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. We'll take your calls. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia of Kloss Financial next, as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Spending time this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. I'll spell that out for you. It's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Talking about health care in retirement, and we brought up COBRA, and I had a little experience briefly with COBRA, and CJ alluded to earlier, a lot of times you don't really realize that when you're getting these benefit packages, you think, oh, that's a great little bonus. It's a significant bonus. And let's talk a little bit about what COBRA is and how it works exactly. And I see one of the questions is it expensive? I will answer it from a personal thing. Oh, yeah, it can be very expensive. Anywho, let's talk about COBRA a little bit.
Well, I think CJ pretty much covered a lot of this already. Mm-hmm. But again, the health insurance component that we do not necessarily pay out of pocket, that your employer's been paying for, you don't really realize that until you perhaps are let go, downsized, or go to retire, and you're picking up both your part plus the employer's part, and it is quite a wake-up call to say, you know, my employer cared that much about me, and they've been paying this for me and my family. So, you know, COBRA is a great thing if a company even offers it. Many companies, they have to have at least 20 employees or more to be required to carry it, to offer it to employees, to have that option. And what we look at, you know, there's kind of a nice spot when people are looking to retire. We generally see a COBRA can usually extend anywhere from 18 months to 3 years, depending on circumstance. Is a sweet spot for retirees that really need to be retired might be 63 and a half, because the 63 and a half age gets us to the 65 age of Medicare, which CJ mentioned. So that 18 months, even though we might have to pick up the COBRA, and even though it will be expensive, we can keep our same doctors, generally speaking. And, you know, if people are looking to retire as soon as possible, just knowing that I don't have to change everything, even though it'll be a little more expensive those 18 months, it's just getting that coverage. Because what we really want people to hear today is, yes, health costs are expensive as we go into retirement, but obviously nothing is worth anything if we don't have our health, right? So we really have to step back and go, what's the most important thing here is to always make sure we have coverage for our health. So even if it's going to be a little expensive in that gap time, we just want to make sure we're prepared to do that. And that just really requires a lot of good planning and some additional savings.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking about rising health care costs and, of course, the effect it will have on your future retirement. Things you need to keep in mind. Let's talk about the pockets and out-of-pocket expenses. How do you kind of figure that out? How do you calculate that? And how much would be estimating then when it comes to out-of-pocket retirement for healthcare costs for healthcare in retirement?
Yeah. Before I go over that, I just wanted to, you know, mention or remind people of what Malia's saying here as it pertains to COBRA, that it can be expensive. And you have a personal experience with that, Sean. But so many times people take rules of thumb, and we've talked about this in previous shows. They take rules of thumb and make auto applications, right? And they go, great, that's all I needed to know. I'll never do COBRA. No. That's not what we're saying. It could be expensive, right? Sometimes you'll get group health plans where it's a really favorable pool of young people, and actually the cost of the health insurance is better and cheaper than anything you could ever get anywhere else, right? Other times you'll have a smaller pool of people with a couple what are called high riskers, and so the premiums are through the roof. And so when you have to pick up the premium, it's unreasonable, and sometimes you might be better on Affordable Care Act health insurance. So be careful making broad brushed applications based upon what we're saying. You need to sit down with an insurance agent, a financial advisor for your circumstances. But to that question of out-of-pocket costs, yes. So according to a recent Fidelity study this year, a 65-year-old couple retiring in 2017 will need an estimated $275,000 to cover healthcare costs in retirements over a 20-year retirement span. Again, this is according to the Fidelity Retiree Healthcare Cost Estimate. But again, $275,000 between 65 and 85, I hope you've saved. or have good cash flow, one of the two.
One or the other. He is CJ Kloss, and of course, Malia Cuevas as well, joining us this morning from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of information about Kloss Financial at the website. Don't forget, you can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Comes in your inbox once a week. I think it just about every Wednesday I get one. It's a great little snapshot of what's going on in the market. All you got to do is sign up at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're going to continue our conversation with Malia and CJ. TJ. We also got some time for your questions for our retirement planning professionals. Our numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com, and the telephone number, 442-5637. More of your calls next. We continue our conversation with our friends from Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Joined by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss this morning of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on again in this segment. Before the break, we started talking about the estimated cost to cover health care costs for a person who is over 20 years in retirement. Now, that's obviously not hard and fast. It could cost more, it could cost less. Let's talk about some of those factors.
Yes, and so our objective every morning is not to scare people on this show. So when we're listening to big numbers like that, we're obviously giving a ballpark figure. For some people, they're going to be singular in retirement, so obviously that number wouldn't be as high. Sometimes people are going to require some long-term care that's going to be paid out of pocket. Some people won't. So, but I think, you know, one thing CJ and I do a pretty good job of is looking at the entire playing field and say, you know, what could be our risks when we're speaking with clients to make sure that we're appropriately providing for what could happen. Doesn't mean it will happen. And kind of go into all of this with our eyes open. Because we do see people retire, plan to retire and in a short period of time, and they haven't given this a lot of thought. So this is just kind of a wake-up call. So looking at, you know, what is your particular health conditions or your partner's, that will dictate perhaps how much this is going to cost in the future. Just trying to budget now for this. A lot of people do have the opportunity to put money away in their health savings account at work, in the HSA. And if you can do that, we highly recommend that, because that money can be used throughout retirement, actually. That money's coming out of your paycheck, going into the savings account. Sometimes your employer is adding to that bucket as well. And the good thing is if, in fact, you didn't need to use that money for health care in the future, you actually have the opportunity to use it like an IRA in future years. You haven't paid taxes on that. So if you use it for something besides health care, eventually it can be moved into an IRA, and you would have to pay taxes on it. But the money doesn't go to waste is the bottom line. And most people I know that retire with a health savings account bucket of money, they find plenty of things in their life with regards to health expenses to use it on. So just a great thing for people to know that that's an option. And in 2018, they're raising that amount that you can put away for that a little bit. So next year, looking 2018, a family can put away as much as $6,900 per year, and an individual $3,450. So again, that's another item that can decrease your tax consideration.
She is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we will do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. A couple of parting comments, though, as we talk about health, and a couple of thoughts you guys have just as far as overall health. I mean, there are some financial things we've talked a lot about that you can be doing. There's other things as well outside the financial realm that can really, really benefit you as you age and move into retirement and save yourself a ton of money as well as a better life, right?
Yeah, I'd say the number one thing is stay healthy, take charge of your own medical care, and really do research. People tend to wait till they retire and then start dealing with their issues. So really start planning ahead on taking care of yourself. And another interesting item we came across is see a good dentist. And that seems kind of silly because you think everybody goes to the dentist, but ironically, a lot of people don't. Going every 6 months, they say that a lot of the cardiovascular disease that's out there is showing up first in your gums, and actually the dentist is one of those professionals that can actually direct you towards your primary or a specialist. So take those things into consideration as you're planning for retirement.
Fantastic. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Staying healthy and definitely, you mentioned cardiovascular disease, and people don't think about it, but oral health is a key part of that as well. Don't forget, as always, of course, their website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Learn plenty about Kloss Financial from the website. You can learn about their different divisions there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just get to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, we will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to a Fidelity Research poll in 2017, how much will it likely cost a 65-year-old couple retiring in health care costs over a 20-year span? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for the Cracker Barrel. And of course, that number is for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison at 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. And online, KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic Christmas. A Merry Christmas. We'll do it all again in 7 days.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.